This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out. 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 Bring them out.
Welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Jay Moore, we got Shay, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Tuesday morning with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch this show and all the shows here on ESPN Chicago. Hey, Cap, you know, we've taken wild swings with our opinions over the years, right? I mean, I've had some really crazy opinions, some spot on and some not so good. But that's not why I'm here. That's not why you're here, to be able to be accurate on all things. You take a big swing because, you know, as I always say about me, you know, if I wasn't doing this for a living, I'd be giving my opinions at a bar. I wouldn't be holding a microphone. I'd be holding a beer. That's who I am as a Southside guy. I'd love to be able to talk sports all the time. I'm just doing it for a living. But sometimes you get these wild swings of opinion and people just get stuck on it. People that do what we do for a living, just gets stuck in that opinion. And that's for our guy Yurko from Carmen and Yurko. Sometimes you just get an opinion and you just stick with it. It's like me saying, you know, I'm telling you right now, Troy Tulowitzki is going to be the greatest shortstop we've ever seen. And that didn't come to fruition. So there's always these wild opinions, right? But at some point, you got to get off of them, unlike Yurko.
So I texted Johnny, the good kid, last night. And I had this question. The question is, you're in your car right now. You're at the breakfast nook. You're sitting at your favorite place having coffee. And you're thinking, boy, the Bears, what are we going to do at 9? My Bears, they got to do. Johnny! The Bears are sitting there at number one. Now they've traded it. They're at number 9. If I told you Barry Sanders or Walter Payton were there on the board, and you know what their career is going to be, Are you taking them at that pick? Yurko, I wouldn't use any first-round pick on either of them. What?
Armed with the knowledge that you know what their career is going to be.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's not like good prospect. Like Bijan Robinson, we'll get to him. Good prospect. You know Walter Payton's going to go down as perhaps the most complete football player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You know Barry Sanders might be the most exhilarating and talented runner in the history of the sport. Both are Hall of Fame players. Both were outstanding in the room. Not bad people. No stuff off the field. Like, amazing. Can you imagine handing the ball to Walter or Barry Sanders with Justin Fields, with DJ Moore? Heaven forbid next year with two number one picks, you got Marvin Harrison. You go, geez, we got weapons all over the place. Yurko, I wouldn't use any first-round pick on him. Stunned me.
Oh, well, it shouldn't have, because that's been his opinion about running backs the entire time that we've known him. Any running back.
But that's different.
Any, though.
That's different. Running back, I get where he's coming from. They get beat up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To use a top five pick on a running, I get it. You don't know what their career is going to be. Are they going to get hurt? I'm guaranteeing you a Hall of Famer with no... Like, well, he's kind of this off the... No, I'm giving you, on a 1 of 10, they're 12. Nope, don't want him. Stunned me.
I can't say that I'm surprised, because John Yurkovich has always, not necessarily been anti-running back, but also looks at the running back like he looks at special teams. Same way. Dime a dozen.
As less than.
Yeah, and I just disagree with that. He has been wrong about this for decades. For decades, he's been wrong about this. Because the running back position, even though the game has changed, Cap, the weapon is still the same. It creates balance for an offense. That's the reason why the running back still matters. We can be more modern over the last 20 years and say guys like LaDainian Tomlinson and Edgerrin James and Tiki Barber and Sean Alexander and Priest Holmes, Fred Taylor, Jamal Lewis. I'll just give you names like that, Cap. Those guys were viable. Bryant Westbrook, Marshall Faulk. All those guys mattered to be able to have balance for an offense. The idea that you just say, oh, anybody can just run the football, that's just wrong. And for Yurko to say that if Walter Payton or Barry Sanders was available, yeah, I wouldn't draft him in the top 10, knowing that they're great players in college. But just to put them to the side and say, no, I just want a vertical passing game, you put anybody back there, it's just wrong. It's not an 80s opinion. It's an opinion of balance on offense. As vertical as this game is, as vertical as offense is in the NFL, you still have to be able to run the football or to be able to have a running back that is a dual threat. You could throw it to him for a 4 or 5 yard pass. He can run between the tackles. He can have swing passes. You could do so many things with the running back now instead of just running between the tackles that we saw in the 70s and 80s. They're more versatile now. So the idea that a guy like Barry Sanders or Walter Payton could not fit in the top 10 in his draft is nonsense.
He said anywhere in the first round.
That's nonsense.
Johnny, if you're drinking your coffee this morning, having a blue chew, send me a text.
Huh?
Did I get you right? He said nowhere in the first round would he take Walter Payton or Barry Sanders.
Just nonsense. But again,
that stunned me.
As we open the show, as I said, sometimes what we do for a living, you have an opinion and you stick to that opinion, whether you're right or wrong. You stick to that opinion because, hey, I just don't think running back, well, that's just wrong. He can have that opinion, but it's not at the right, because I see proof of it every season. You have to have some kind of running game to have balance for your offense. You have to. So what he's saying is ridiculous. Shock jock. Southside Johnny's a shock jock.
So,
and then the other part of it is all of a sudden now you've come to Carmen Yurko's side of things by saying, you know, the running back is not as valuable. No, the running back has value. Even if it's a first round pick, if it's the bottom of the first round, Cap, if he's there, you take him.
Okay.
If that's what you need.
Now, I have never gone to their level of it. I have understood where they're coming from. And if you told me the Bears, with multiple needs on the defensive line, cornerback, offensive line, and they're taking a running back there, I would not be happy about that. Now, he may turn out to be the greatest running back in the history of the sport. I can change my opinion 10 years from now if he's going to the Hall of Fame and I'm in my 70s going, wow, I remember when they drafted that guy. I didn't like it. I'm guaranteeing you a Hall of Famer named Payton or Sanders.
I hear you.
He wouldn't do it. I would not take Bijan Robinson. Let me be clear. I've said this from day one. I would not take him at 9. He's a wildly talented player. I got his scouting report up here. And I mean, day one starter, I mean, his numbers just pop off the charts. I got too many holes. If you told me the Eagles took Bijan Robinson, their window to win is wide open. Wide open. That said, if Bijan Robinson's there at like 26 and the Bears said we're moving back up to get him, that's fine. Just don't do it at 9.
I just think that the running back position as a whole, that does still matter in this NFL. And to the point where former running backs would say how great running backs are, like LaDainian Tomlinson, you know, he's so far behind in the NFL as far as what the Bears are, because he knows the Bears as a running team with a strong defense. He'd take Bijan Robinson.
I believe Chicago should trade out of that first pick. They need a plethora of positions to fill there in Chicago to put around Justin Fields. You put this kid in your backfield, your offense instantly gets a lot better. He's going to make Justin Fields better. I think Bijan Robinson to Chicago. Obviously, you're going to get him around maybe the 10th pick. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
You get a lot of
certainly
value
the
for
top
him right
10.
Away, LT.
Yeah.
You get a lot of value right away.
He'd take him at 9. How about that, David Kaplan?
I would not take him at 9. This kid, Darnell Wright from Tennessee, made a bunch of calls about him yesterday. I just know he's a highly ranked player. I know the Bears have done a ton of homework on him. They've done a visit with him. They like him a lot. Lewis Riddick yesterday on ESPN.com. It's a really good article. I love Lewis when he's on with Waddle and Sylvie. I find him wildly entertaining, and I think he is really tapped. I think the guy works at it. I don't think he's just, I was a player and I can just spew opinion. Sure. I think he watches tape and gives you really insightful stuff. And he said yesterday he would take Darnell Wright and plug and play him at right tackle, and he believes he will be an all-pro, not a pro bowler. Mitchell Trubisky was a pro bowler. He would be an all-pro within his first three seasons in the NFL. That's a huge addition to the Chicago Bears.
Bring him in.
Right.
Let's do it. Absolutely. I'm wondering, though, from you, whether or not after, let's say after day two of the draft, if the Bears got a running back, because he got 10. And I'm
10 picks.
Why do I think that the Bears will have more?
Oh, he's going to make some kind of deals.
I think so, too.
Now, is that trading 9 to go to 13 or 18 or whatever? Or is that trading, we're moving out of the third round and I got 3 fourth-round picks? I don't know, but I think he'll do something.
Yeah, he's got 10 picks. I feel like there's going to be more. If it's not for this year, then definitely for the future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, do you think after day two of the draft that the Bears would select a running back? Not Robinson, maybe. I think Robinson will be gone.
Day one, it's only the first round.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do on day two?
You got...
Is it the second and third round?
Second and third round.
What's the format this year?
I think it's second and third round. What would you do there through three rounds? Would you take a running back with all the needs that you have?
Yeah, if the right guy was on the board in round two or three, yes. If the right guy was on the board. Khalil Herbert is a good, talented, hand him the ball, he's quick, he'll make people miss. He's not a very good blocker.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to help your young quarterback out, I would want somebody that can run the ball, block, and catch. Maybe the right guy's on the board there.
Deontay Foreman and Khalil Herbert, that's what you have so far.
Correct.
And Tristan Ebner on special teams.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. You want to upgrade that position. But again, I like David Montgomery, but I know that the divorce was imminent. We know now he's a Detroit Lion. We knew that as much as I like him, I knew that more than likely that the Bears were going to part with him. Mm-hmm. So you got to replace that production, man. I never took him for granted. Never took him for granted. I appreciate what he brought to the Chicago Bears.
And he is a great, not good, great person. Great. Like, does all the charity stuff. He is just that dude. He embraces the role of being there for kids. I think he's awesome. I'm going to be disappointed when he's in the end zone for the Lions and it's not in our uniform.
Shay, let's open the phone lines this morning. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Has the no running back movement gone too far? Would the Bears be making a mistake taking one in the draft? So let's get your thoughts on the running back position. You heard what Yurko said. He said he would not take Walter Payton or Barry Sanders if they were available in the first round of this draft. Has that gone too far, the no running back movement? Has that gone too far for you? Also, would the Bears be making the mistake taking one in the draft?
Also, Mel has dropped Kuiper, his new mock.
Huh?
We'll tell you what he's got going on. Some interesting stuff.
We'll take your phone calls on the running back position in the NFL. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Checkmate 1-6, immediate suppression on target.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Shot or no shot with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Time for Shot or No Shot, and is brought to you by...
That would be Club Hawthorne and the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. The Kentucky Derby prep races are going on. The Derby is right around the corner, first Saturday in May. Do all your horse wagering there. And if you want to bet sports, they have the Points Bet Sportsbook at Hawthorne or on your mobile app. We say good morning to Snorling.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
All's good, man. Rock and roll.
Ready to go, Kaplan, as always. Then let's get started. We'll talk about the White Sox to start. They won the battle yesterday, and hopefully they didn't lose the war. On a near double play at third base, Tim Anderson got run over trying to make a play, left the game with left knee soreness. Pedro Grifol said he's, quote, optimistic, but the team did recall Lenin Sosa late last night. This all comes on the heels of Eloy going on the IL, Mancada now dealing with a back injury, injuries ravaging through the bullpen. This team, dating back to last year, just can't get healthy. Shot or no shot, the White Sox are cursed.
No shot. There's no such ridiculousness. Stop with the curse thing. Just, it's part of being a professional athlete, man. It is.
It's not cursed as much as it is just unfortunate and sad that you just can't go through a season without major injuries happening to this White Sox team. If it's not Moncada, it's Anderson. If it's not Anderson, it's Aloy. If it's not Aloy, it's Joe Kelly running in from the bullpen trying to break up a fight in Pittsburgh and has to go on the IL from running, from sprinting out to try to help his teammates. What an unfortunate set of circumstances for the White Sox that had to go through this. So no, it's not cursed as much as it is just like, when's this team going to get right?
Now, fortunately, as far as we know now, that could change in 2 minutes. We could hear the breaking news sound or some serious injury. This was not like O'Neill Cruz is out 4 months, may not make it back this season on a play at the plate with Sebi Zavala. And I thought O'Neill Cruz had a horrible slide. So that one sucks.
Sure.
Like, okay, if TA is a little bulky, now again, if there's a ligament or something, that's different. I don't think that's not what we're hearing at this point.
Then on top of that, the Twins are playing football while the Sox are trying to play baseball. They're trying to run through our position players yesterday. What the hell? And it is amazing, Cap, and we'll get into it in our next hour. We could talk a little bit more about the White Sox, but just, you know, it was so disappointing yesterday. Yeah, anytime you beat the Twins, it's a good day in my house.
At their place?
Yeah, anytime you beat the Twins, it's good.
They're good.
It's just that, once again, just a sloppy baseball game by the White Sox.
3 years.
What is more frustrating for me? It is actually... the sloppy baseball over the injuries. Sloppy baseball. Now, the Sox sometimes can be able to hit over that. We saw that yesterday with Alberto having a big home run, really the key to the game.
He made up for the error that he made.
But just brutal defensively, though.
Yes.
Just so like you get so tired every season of the 4 and 5 out innings from the White Sox, a team that should be better than that. Shay.
Isn't it just, though, like, and I when I say cursed, I'm obviously tongue-in-cheek a little bit, but
yeah.
Is there a team in baseball that's had worse injury luck over the last few seasons? I mean, it's crazy.
The Bulls.
What?
Alonzo Ball. He's been out, man. Supposed to be the elixir to help everything with this Bulls team. It's just disappointing, if nothing else. It just is. Because if Anderson is out for any significant time, the Sox will go backwards.
But by the way, in man games lost last year, the White Sox were not at the top of the list. The Reds had 1,800 games missed. 1,803. Washington led the league in total games missed by players due to injuries and the injured list, 1,698.
That's a ton.
It's a lot.
All right, Shay.
All right, well, Ryan Poles is said to be doing extensive homework on top draft tackle Darnell Wright. He's also said to be looking into a Division II tackle. Stop me if you've heard this name. B.J. Wilson of Quincy University.
Mm-hmm. Quincy, yeah. In Illinois.
Very familiar, right? Probably?
No.
No? Well, he measures out at 6'7", 320 pounds, and had a 4.7 shuttle time. So the measurables are pretty good.
What?
He may get picked late in late rounds, sort of similar to Braxton Jones. And B.J. Wilson's telling everybody who will listen, he's met with the Bears, quote, a ton. Shot or no shot, Ryan Poles is trying to turn the Braxton Jones trick again.
Well, that's a shot. He's an offensive line guru. And we need depth there. He told us that. Not only do we need cornerstone players, he told us. It was your question. He said, we don't have any depth.
He's 6'7", and how big? 300.
6'7", 320, with a 4.7 shuttle time. That's freaky.
What? Holy cow.
Now, does he hit the... Olin always tells me, that's where I go to for offensive line help. Olin always, does he have nasty? You
yeah.
got to play nasty. He said, you can be the biggest dude in the room, and if you don't play nasty, it ain't going to work in that league.
Yeah, you don't need a basketball player in football cleats.
You need a guy who, he wants to rip your head off.
6'7".
6'7", 330.
Imagine what that wingspan looks like. Oh, man.
And what's his name again? B.J. Thomas?
Yeah.
B.J. Wilson.
Wilson. Oh, B.J. Thomas was the singer.
Yes. Division two. Man. You know what? You find value in the gray, Cap. If that's someone that you covet, that you look at and say he could be something, absolutely. That sounds like something Belichick would look at also. Just trying to make him out of something.
I'm looking at this dude. Holy bleep. Does he have a set of shoulders on this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Wingspan of, he has 84 inch wingspan, oh. 37 inch arms, 10 and a half inch hands. Wow.
It's a big dude.
That is a big man.
All right, Shay.
All right, I want to ask about the Bulls. They wrapped up a disappointing season over the weekend. They'll be headed to the play-in tournament tomorrow. They'll take on the Raptors in Toronto. There was a lot to be said, obviously, going back to the trade deadline, about the decision to essentially do nothing. It was seen as a refusal to pick a lane, neither to get better or to get worse and tank and try to save your draft pick, which was top four protected.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, they wound up pretty much where we all thought they would, the bottom of the middle. Shot or no shot? Arturis Karnisovas needs to be on the hot seat.
Well, if I was the owner, shot. I've been screaming from the mountaintops. I don't hear a lot of people screaming with me. Yeah, if I was the owner, we get knocked out tomorrow night in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm making a change. Thanks, guys. I appreciate everything you did. We stabilized things a little bit. I don't see a clear direction. I don't see a future. I don't see player development. Thanks. Out.
Both of them?
Well, the new executive VP brings his own GM. Out.
So Eversley and Karnisovas.
Yeah, if I hire you as the new executive VP or president of basketball operator, you can keep Eversley if you want. It's your call.
Yeah.
Arturis, the boss, out.
I'm going to make an odd parallel, but this is how I feel about the Bulls. There is a lot of this feels very Bears Mark Trestman to me. That era where it seems like this should be short-lived. It was a nice experiment getting mm-hmm. someone from a fantastic organization in Denver, but it's just not working.
I don't think he's a top dog. I think he's part of your organization. He's connected in your great. I need an ass kicker at the top.
It feels Emory Trestman right now to me. And this is not putting Billy Donovan necessarily in that situation. Also, even though Billy's at fault for some of this, like the players are at fault for some of it. Anytime you underachieve, it's everybody. But Cap, it just feels like that this should be short-lived. This is a nice experiment, but you're not even getting from A to B with this organization right now. You're pretty much stuck.
Right.
Stuck. And so... Again, many Bulls fans would say, you got to just blow this thing up. You got to blow it up. Okay, fine. You want to blow it up, that's fine, but everything has to change. Billy Donovan's not coaching a whole bunch of kids and winning 15 games. He's just not doing that. That's not why he came back to coaching.
And I don't think it has to go to that level. I really don't.
If it doesn't, Cap, then you won't definitely be in the playoffs. There won't be a play-in. You'll be in one of the dregs of the league. If you just say, let's do a sign and let's do something with LaVine. Let's trade LaVine, or let's move DeRozan off, or not bring Vucevic back. Where do you think the ball club is then?
Oh, then you've got issues.
That's what I mean. Like it can't be half pregnant with this team, though. You have to decide what you want to be.
Agreed. Now, what am I getting for Zach LaVine?
All right.
For all the screaming of, I can't believe he didn't play in the second game of the season or whatever it was.
Yeah. Yep.
Dude played 69 straight games, third in the NBA in minutes. I would say his knee is healthy.
Yeah.
Like those people that were saying that need to go, I was wrong.
I would agree. but don't confuse activity with accomplishment. I take my hat off that the Bulls were relatively healthy this season.
Relatively healthy, yeah. Other than Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, that's pretty good, especially for a league that likes to rest.
But my problem with the whole thing is you knew going into the season we've got no shooting. Yeah. Milwaukee, I say it all the time, Connaughton, Grayson Allen, Drew Holiday. They go get Jay Crowder, who could shoot the ball. Who else? Don't they have A.J. Green? They got like six guys that can shoot the crap out of it.
Joe Ingles.
Ingles. Mm-hmm. We don't do any of that. Oh, your point guard's banged up. Is he going to be able to play? I don't know. Did you get one? No. I mean, that's unconscionable. That falls at the feet of Arturis Karnišovas. He did an absolutely awful job putting the roster together.
No question. This is why I feel like this should be temporary. I know Michael Reinsdorf probably doesn't feel that way because of the loyalty of the Reinsdorfs, for better or for worse, over the years. But I'm not sure how this gets better anytime soon.
But why? Let me ask you a question. Why is loyalty keeping the person employed if they're incompetent at their job or not doing a good job? Loyalty is saying, Hoodie, it's not working out. I want to make sure you're taken care of. You've been good, soldier. You've worked really hard. Here's whatever I owe you, and I'm throwing, you know, whatever it is. Right. Here's money. I want to make sure you and your family are okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to make a change here. This isn't working, and I don't see a future. Like, the Bears are terrible right now.
Yeah.
But I see a future. Like, I see a plan.
Yeah.
I look at the Cubs. I see a plan. Are they winning the World Series? Probably not. But I see a plan. I see guys coming along. The Blackhawks, for as awful as they are, they at least have a plan. Yeah. We're getting as much draft capital, and we're going to keep trying to build this thing. The Bulls? The Bulls are in the worst shape of any team in our town. No future.
Yeah, there's no question about that, because it's in neutral. It has not changed, really, since Gar Pax. Really has not changed.
Fifth in the NBA in defense. Mm-hmm. They were the fifth best defensive team. That's pretty damn good. They had their big three stay healthy. DeRozan, eighth most minutes played in the league. LaVine, third most. Vooch, all 82 games.
Mm-hmm.
You let the coach and the rest of the roster down because you didn't do your job as the president or the executive VP.
No, there's no question about that.
Out.
Their defense is the reason why that they're even in the play-in tomorrow. That's what held them up. I mean, that Pat Beverly having an actual lead guard that can lead on the floor and in the locker room, that all helped in the second half of the season.
Out.
But there needs to be a change here. That's why I mentioned Trestman, because that was just 2 years. And it was a nice little experiment for the little CFL coach to come down and help the Bears. No. And the same thing with the general manager.
Didn't work.
Out.
And I give George credit. 2 years. Out.
Mm-hmm.
I made a bad hire.
Yeah.
Out. Jerry needs to do that, or Michael.
Albert Breer coming up at 8:35. But next, we go around the National Football League. Some stories that you need to hear on Cap and Jay Hood.
Okay, it's about that time. You're tuned in to the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Everything ain't hardcore, you know.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners.
He starts to come and then he falls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
Time to go around the National Football League right here on ESPN 1000. And streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Don't forget, we will hear from Albert Breer coming up at 8:35. Around the NFL, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Yeah, this literally just came out about 15 minutes ago from Daniel Kaplan of The Athletic.
Take that.
No relation, thank you. Emily, that's my daughter, though.
That's not true either.
No, it's not. People ask her all the time, are you David Kaplan's daughter?
Nope. All right, YouTube has officially unveiled the NFL Sunday Ticket pricing details. No single game or team options. So in the past with DirecTV, if you wanted to purchase the standalone package and watch just your team. If you lived out of market, you could do that. If you wanted to watch just a single game, you could buy on a pay-per-view basis. You can't do that with YouTube TV, and the pricing is steep. In the past, Sunday Ticket cost $300 up to $400 bundled with DirecTV's version of Red Zone. With YouTube, after $100 presale discounts expire, mm-hmm. YouTube TV will charge $349 for Sunday Ticket and $389 with Red Zone. The cost on primetime channels once the presale discount ends, $449 and $489 with Red Zone.
Well, as I always say, quality cost, pal. I mean, if you're an NFL fan, if you love the NFL that much, you'll pay through the nose for it. Even the Sunday Ticket. Now, can I just tell you something that you don't know about me? You know, I've never gotten Sunday Ticket. I've never bought it.
But you don't have DirecTV.
No, once upon a time I did. Oh. And still never did.
Okay, so before I started doing the post-game show, mm-hmm. I used to have Sunday Ticket way, way back. I had DirecTV. And then I went to work over at Comcast.
Yeah.
And you get like a discount on your cable bill. I'm like, I'm getting this DirecTV bill out of here. Never went back to it. And with Red Zone, don't need it.
Yeah.
The only way I could see you needing it, if you and Michelle moved to San Diego and you said, oh, I want to watch the Bears, not just on the Red Zone. You buy it so you can see your favorite team from out of market. But if you're living here, why do you need it? Red Zone gives you everything you need.
Yeah. That's how I look at it.
Like, same here.
I've never had the NFL Sunday Ticket, but I understand that people, if they want to pay for it, I understand why they would. I've never been that ardent of an NFL fan that I need the Sunday Ticket.
I've had it in the past, and I found I didn't use it that much. I got it because I wanted to watch the Patriots.
But I'm with Shay.
I didn't use it as much as I thought I would. I watched the Patriots, but that's where YouTube not having the single team option becomes an issue for people like me who just want to watch their team. Yeah. What I do now is I have Red Zone. I watch the Bears game live. I'll watch Red Zone all day, and then I get the NFL Plus, which is way cheaper. And if I want to watch full games, I can do it a day later on the replay. It's fine.
So the Hood Cave looks like this. It's the Bears game on the main channel. Red Zone is on monitor 2. Monitor 3 might be the NFL Network. Monitor 4 is maybe kind of an out-of-market game from CBS.
Or another
or
sport.
Fox. Or the wave the flag, white flag programming on ESPN, like bowling.
Or baseball, if it's still going until September.
Yes.
Then basketball and hockey. I'll have horse racing up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my own sports book.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, it sounds like a lot of money. But again, for those that are into it, and just real quick, Shay, maybe we don't know the answer to this, but I just want to ask, like, so how are the bars going to be able to set this up? They got their own YouTube TV. Some of these old taverns, man, they just got the old school TVs that they can't hook up a YouTube TV to.
Well, that's interesting because DirecTV would offer bars like group rate or discount rate because you put it on multiple TVs. You just get in the dish. You get Sunday tickets. You can put all the games on. That's interesting. Like Buffalo Wild Wings now is going to have to get YouTube TV if they're going to show all the games. That does. That's a great point.
Like, how much did you say it cost for the whole season?
After presale, it's going to be $449.
Okay. For a bar, that's not the way it is. Like, I have a friend who owns a restaurant and bar.
Mm-hmm.
He can't get the Cubs games because whatever marquee costs for you or I,
yeah,
they charge you as a business. It is a much more expensive purchase. He's like, people aren't coming here, man, to watch Cubs baseball. Coming here to eat dinner. Happens to be some cool TVs at the bar and one in the back. But he's like, I'm not paying that.
Is it they charge by the TV? Times 10?
I don't know if it's by the TV, but to get the feed into your place, if it's a place of business, it's not what you and I would pay at home.
Shay?
Yeah, somebody in our Twitch chat, and I just confirmed this via Google, there is a third-party company that will work to connect bars and YouTube TV. and then provide it through whatever means. So that's going to be taken care of. But it sounds like it's up to the bar to reach out to that company and sign up for the service.
Our fine partners at APT, ABT. My guy Eric Bronchi, that's what they do. They route stuff in so they can come to the Hood Cave or they can go to your favorite restaurant.
I got Hanson on the red zone. I'm good.
Scotty Hanson.
I'm good.
So Siciliano out of work? What?
I don't know.
He was the other red zone guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Shay.
Washington Commanders are set to pay $500,000 or more in a season ticket lawsuit. They are settling. They were sued by the season ticket holders, and they are settling that suit. Big sign that the sale's coming soon, right?
Yes. I believe that a sale is imminent. They got to get them out of there. You know, if this is the NBA, they would have gotten them out of there by now. They would have found a way.
Crazy.
It's like
Sterling.
Yes.
Out.
Big Magic Johnson. What has he ever done? He's got eight. He does not have eight.
Like, remember all that?
Oh God.
That guy was insane.
Chicago Zone.
Is he still alive?
That I don't know.
I don't know if he is.
Just a hateful human being.
Hateful human being. It's a bad guy.
Big Magic Johnson. Jeez. I'm so jealous of the Lakers. What's next, Shay?
This is kind of a sad story, but I have to bring it up. Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
There's a lawsuit being filed by his family that's claiming Dwayne Haskins was drugged on the night of his death as part of an alleged blackmail and robbery conspiracy.
Yeah, I read the story. It was a very scary story.
You and I were together talking about this almost a year ago. This is back on April 9th.
Right. He was at, they had rented a home or they had gotten some place to all go throw and have a bonding thing. Mitch Trubisky was there. And they said in the morning, he got up, said he ran out of gas. He's walking on the highway. And they're alleging somebody drugged him. And then he got hit by a dump truck. Not a pretty way to go.
I see what you are talking about here, Shay, because of the blood alcohol levels of 0.20 and 0.24, both are which are above the legal limit of Florida. Florida is 0.08. He was 0.20, 0.24. That's really, really drunk and intoxicated. That's tough.
Bad.
All right. Can you squeeze in one more?
Yeah, I sure can. Cliff Kingsbury's going back to school. He is the latest on Lincoln Riley's staff at USC, which is interesting in part because the guy who coached Patrick Mahomes is now going to coach Caleb Williams.
Can I just tell you kids listening right now, the young people listening, bring the music down, Jay Moore. I just want to tell the youth of Chicago and America, on behalf of Captain Jay Hood, can I just tell you something? This whole thing about work, okay? What you have to do in life is you fail up. I want you to take a look at Kingsbury here. I mean, let's take a look at his resume, Cap. This is the way you want to go, right?
Let's pull that up.
Let's pull up his resume. Because I just want to tell the youth of America, this whole thing, Shay, about working hard and, you know, making sure that you have an honest living. Here's what you do. You fail up. That's what we want to tell everybody today. Fail up.
I got something for you. He had a losing record at Texas Tech with Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes. He then went to the Arizona Cardinals, where in four seasons he went 28-37-1.
He went 5-10-1, 8-8, 11-6, 4-13. Get out.
But here's the.
They paid him through the nose to leave.
That's right. That's right. But then after this Arizona thing, where did he go? He went overseas?
He went to Thailand with his girlfriend and said, turn my phone off, leave me alone.
Yes.
On a one-way ticket.
Yeah, on a one-way ticket. That is correct. And then he comes back stateside. And then what happens? He gets what?
He is now a consultant to Lincoln Riley working with quarterbacks at, because they have the number one pick in Caleb Williams probably. His record with, he had, as you said, before he transferred, Baker Mayfield and then Mahomes. In college, 8-5, 4-8, 7-6, 5-7, 6-7, 5-7. Get out.
Folks, just remember one thing. just fail up. Doesn't matter. This whole hard work and, you know, you got to worry about what the next check. Don't worry about it. The check will be coming. Just be in the right place at the right time. And always do it west of the Mississippi if you can.
Hey, as long as you got friends. You know, the last time he was at USC, he was hired at USC before, lasted 35 days. Then he took the Cardinals job.
There you go.
We'll see if this lasts more than a month.
And if not, he'll just, you know, be a vagabond someplace out west, be a head coach again in college, be a head coach in the NFL again, because you know why? Because he looks the part. That's why he looks the part.
Remember that scene or that picture where he's sitting on draft night because it was during the COVID time, and he had his feet up, and the house looked like it was about $12 million in Phoenix or Scottsdale?
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Gorgeous girlfriend. Yeah, get out. You're done.
And that, folks, is how you do it. That's how you have real living, Cap. One-way ticket, and then comes back, and now part of USC again.
And that's one to grow on.
That's exactly right. I'm here to help. Albert Breer, next on Cap and J-Hood.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We're from Albert Breer coming up at 9:35 right here on ESPN 1000. So there's this story, Cap, something that I think that freaks you out and me out as well. And that is a story from several places, but South Korean technology, a company called Deep Brain AI, as in Allen Iverson, no, as in artificial intelligence.
Wow.
Has created a service called ReMemory that lets you have a one-way conversation with loved ones who are no more. The service works by creating an AI version of the deceased that mimics their voice and facial expressions and lets you talk to them as if you were on a video call with them.
So I'm seeing them.
Yes.
No, my mom, who loved both my parents, I was closer to my mom. Mm-hmm. My dad's been gone for 23 years, April 1st. My mom died 2 years ago. It hit me hard. If you said I could have a video call with my late mom today, and it's done by AI, no thank you. That is the creepiest, most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Hey, Mom, what should I have for dinner tonight? You should have a steak tonight, honey. She's not telling me that.
Right. This is not the first time someone has attempted to bring back the dead, though, through AI. Some have created nonverbal clips where the dead person's facial expressions are mimicked, and some that try to mimic their voice using old clips. Let me just tell you something, Cap. First of all, that is something I would never want to see. As much as I love my mom, I do not want to see someone that's mimicking her, and she's like as if she's talking to me as if she's alive. When someone passes away, you try to you always have them in your heart,
yes.
But you know that they're not here. The spirit might be around your home, and it might be in your heart, but not to the point where I want to see them reanimated.
Like, I would call my mom after every show I did, radio and TV. My dad's been gone for a long, long time. She was by herself. She never dated again. Hey, Mom, she listened to everything, watched everything, and was super honest. Hey, Mom, how's it going? Good. Talk about the show. Talk about this, that, the other thing. All right, talk to you. Like, it was awesome. Do you think I'm going to call the AI version of my late mom and go, hey, Mom, what'd you think of Hoodie and I today on the radio? Oh, it was a great show.
I think it sucked.
Yeah.
Looked like Clutch Cargo.
Right. Like, that's not her saying that.
That's right. It is somewhat, again, this is the problem with technology. Now you're messing with people's minds.
Yeah.
Right? That's the thing that's so freaky about this. I would not want to hear from my mom and dad.
No interest.
And by the way, whether it's in life form or AI, I don't want to hear from my dad. Don't want to hear from him. Could you imagine what he'd say about me now?
He'd be so proud of you.
I'm sure. I think on one end, but the other end would be like, what did you say on the radio this morning? What's that? Bam! Deportment.
That's it.
It's like, what did you say? What did you say about me? Don't tell the story about us crushing cans to try to make ends meet. Doesn't want to hear that story.
No.
He wouldn't say, there's some things that he probably wouldn't want to hear today, but no, that's just creepy, Shane Norling.
Creepy.
I want to put this story in the trash can because I don't want to see my loved ones dead being reanimated just so they can move their mouth and say, how are you today? I'd crap my pants.
Can you imagine? Like, that's, it's also not, have you heard some of the AI stuff? There's stuff, like, goes around on TikTok. They do, like, all the presidents fighting with each other, and it's the voice synthesizer. It sounds pretty good, but there's just something not quite right about it.
Walk in the house, and Michelle goes, hey, hon, your dad's on the video call for you.
No.
What?
It's, like, just off enough to sound inhuman, but more than a robot. It's very in between where it's disconcerting. I don't need that. Like, respectfully, when my mother dies, you're gone. You're gone out of my life. That's it. That's the end. I don't need to be talking to you down the line in some fake version of heaven. Where, like, that's not what this is.
Down the line.
You're gone. We're good.
Down the line, like she's on remote.
Well, it's like Waddle wants to be stuffed and then passed along.
She's
like,
on Comrex. No. Comrex from the afterlife. No, it's like, I actually think this could be incredibly damaging to people because it doesn't let you grieve properly. If you could still talk to your loved ones that have passed, you're never going to let go of them. That's an important step in the process.
It actually has started to damage the music community because a lot of artists are being imitated with this AI technology as if they did new records, new songs. They have some stuff with Kanye singing, like Taylor Swift songs. They have some stuff with Jay-Z rapping a verse with someone he never rapped with, and it sounds exactly like him. Wow.
Jay Moore, you know how we are with magic, right? As soon as we see a magic trip, we as black people like to run away.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think that AI would work? How do you think that would happen?
Oh, man.
That's my mama! That's not my mama! So obviously that would not work.
It's super scary, though.
It is scary. I don't want to see that. God almighty.
I'd be terrified. I'd put a hole through my computer screen. My mom starts talking to me out of it from the afterlife.
Jeez. And the fact that they're allowing them to do it and experiment with it is just unreal.
Pass.
The Cubbies are coming. Tra-la, tra-la.
Here we come, baby.
And then there's the White Sox. We discuss it coming up next on Cap and J-Hood. 2 minutes.